Today's words of wisdom, tune in and make use of the God within, will be presented in Malay and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alaxis or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu.
More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
Malaysia memang sebuah negara indah yang dikurniai dengan banyak bukit dan gunung yang ditumbuhi hutan tebal. Bentangan pantai yang terdapat pokok palma, air laut yang kehijau-hijauan dan cahaya matahari keemasan serta lagun air tawar. Tarikan utama Malaysia ialah kontrasnya yang besar. Dari pencakar langit yang mencuat tinggi, kita dapat melihat rumah papan yang dibina di atas kaki bajang. Budaya majmuk, keajaiban alam semula jadi, bandaraya yang besar dan banyak pulau yang indah permai ialah ciri negara yang cantik ini. Penduduk Malaysia kebanyakannya ialah orang Melayu, diikuti oleh orang Cina dan India. Budaya majmuk telah banyak mempengaruhi seni bina dan budaya negara ini, dicerminkan melalui bangsa dan warisan yang pelbagai. Malaysia ialah negara asal banyak tokoh yang berani dan mulia. Pada November 2006, Datuk Muhammad bin Ismail telah dianugerahi hadiah keamanan Gusi untuk hal ehwal keagamaan dan kemanusiaan. Dan bekas Perdana Menteri Tun Dr. Mahathir bin Mohamad telah dicalonkan untuk hadiah keamanan Nobel 2007. Disebabkan oleh kegairahan orang yang ingin mendapat makrifat, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah menerima undangan ikhlas mereka dan berkunjung ke Malaysia untuk beberapa kali. Sekarang, kami menjemput anda untuk mengikuti syarahan yang berikut oleh Mahaguru Ching Hai bertajuk Berhubung dan Menggunakan Kuasa Tuhan Dalam Diri Kita pada 27 Februari 1992 di Malaysia.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any one of our centers near you.
God is what? God is the goodness of all universe put together. And it is a common property for every person to use it. But you have to tune into goodness and not into evil. Understand? Then you get what you want. You go where your feet lead to. If you go north, you see north. If you go south, you see south. Understand? So the goodness, the holiness, the wisdom of mankind, all put together, that is God. You understand what I mean? All our best wishes, best intention, best wisdom, best charity, that is God. The whole mankind, the whole universe, spiritually put together, that is God power, that is God. And now we can make use of that, because it's also the common good of all people, but not everybody wants that. Understand? On the other side, there is evil. Evil is what? It is a combination force, it's a collective force of all our bad thoughts, deeds, actions. Understand what I mean? And now, we don't always think good, do we? We don't always think bad, do we? Therefore, the good force are what we call God power. The bad force that we generate, also ourselves, the whole mankind, the whole universe, that is called evil. The two can never separate. The two can never be, say, one exists and the other doesn't. Because we do bad also. But we repent and we try not to. Yeah, but even then, the whole universe are in this kind of condition. Except in some world, there is only positive and no negative. But in our world, there is both positive and negative. And now if we want to go back to the whole all positive, then we have to tune into the goodness from here. And then from the goodness, we are pushed upward to the only goodness side of the universe. And we can leave aside this darkness, or this dark and light together world. Understand now? But you cannot expect to turn to evil and get mixed into goodness, because they don't connect there. Only good connect to good. Understand? So now if you want to go to the level of goodness, then you have first to step in the goodness part of this world. And then from there, you get the connection to the whole goodness upstairs. Is it logical or not? Understand? No, okay. So the goodness, God power here in this world, which exists alongside with evil force, that is our refuge. That's what we call God on earth, the kingdom of God on earth. We tune inside the goodness of our part, the part of our goodness, and get that. Get used to it. Always keep by it. Then we attract goodness, because like attract like. Therefore, if we stay with this good force, then we're always in it. And then after we leave this world, because we're already in the good force, we can only go to the good. Yeah, we already left the evil part, left the darkness. So, God exists. But that is all the goodness of mankind put together. And the pure God is there some other existence where people of that levels do nothing bad, do not generate evil force. In this world, our levels are different. We generate both good and bad. Therefore, we have suffering and happiness. In all the world, where they all develop, like the people who only step into the goodness and get transferred into the goodness, then there, that kind of level, only goodness exists, because they come from goodness here and they go to goodness over there. And then only the goodness people go over there, then there exists only goodness. So now, that is what we call God power. Therefore, I tell you, refrain from evils and keep good. Because if you want to tune yourself in that treasure house of the whole world, you can make use of that. And goodness only attracts goodness. Therefore, once you meditate, you purify your deed, body, and speech. Then you attract only good things. No wonder your sickness are healed, your accidents are stopped, your dreams are good, your meditation are comfortable. It is very logical. No need to believe that I am a Buddha or not a Buddha, whether I bless you or not bless you. From pure logic, you can understand my teaching is 100% correct. But there are two different kind of so-called teaching. One is talking and the other is doing. I say, be good, do good, give in charity. But I myself give. And you give, because you look at my example. Understand? Therefore, our talk has force, has power, has supportive energy. Understand? And then we progress in this supportive energy, not in the talk. It's not only the car that runs with the wheels. It is the petrol. It's the power that runs the car. And also the driver in it. Understand? The car alone is no good. Therefore, talk and talk are different, right? Just like you have money in the bank and you write a check. Whomever you give it to, he has the power to draw the real money out and use it. The other person, maybe also he just maybe print a similar check and then he write his name on it and he give it to whomever he likes. It doesn't benefit him anything. Or maybe his bank account is empty, and he has a checkbook, but the more he draw, the poorer he become. He will get into trouble. Understand what I mean? So check and checks are different. Talk and talk are different. Therefore, many people cannot understand, cannot differentiate from true teaching and false teaching. We talk, but we have the access to this power already. We know it. We can use some of it already. We see some of it. Some of its property, that we see light, we hear the sound, however feeble, however little. We know we have very near, or we are at the edge of that goodness, or we pop in and out of that goodness. At least we taste it. Then we can talk. So our talk has power. You understand? We do what we say, and we have what we say we have. That is the difference. But it's no technique even that. If the master do not give you the transmission power, not to open your inner eye and not to clear away all your obstacles of your ignorance and bad karma, bad influence from the past, you never see the light whether you close your eyes for 100 years or you opened it for 1,000 ages. Understand what I mean? It is no technique. And even if you sit there unmoved for 1,000 years, you see nothing. If no master grace descend upon you. You see the woman, she wash her hair. She's doing that washing her hair and she see the light. She's not sitting there like a Buddha and so seriously trying to be enlightened, no? And when she washes dishes, it's not the time for concentration. But still, understand what I mean? The grace of the master, the grace of God is very, very important. All the years, all the ages, people just praising the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord of mercy, the Lord who cut the chain of my ignorance, who cut my transmigration chain, all that is ascribed for the living master at that time only. No other God beside him. Now you understand or not? If you have no master, you don't know God. And you only know God through a master, because the master teach you how to know God. And then you know you are also the master, you are God. And then you praise the master because he's so merciful. Without the master, I don't even know God. Therefore they place master before God, because God really is non-existent apart from your own enlightenment, your own realization. It's no other God. Capito? I hope you understand. It's very abstract what I'm talking about, but it's so logical.
So, but sometimes when you open your eyes, negative thoughts also come
enter
to you.
Yes.
But sometimes when you open your eyes, that you know, you get negative thoughts. My conception is at a level
still
of
there.
Fall.
A fall.
Sometimes it even goes much higher.
That's what I tell you, the grace of the master. Understand? It is no technique even. I told you, even closing eyes or open eyes, it's no difference. But it's just that it might help you. You understand? And sometimes when you sit with your eyes closed and quiet, you also feel nice and relaxed in the body and mind. It helps, yeah? And the chance is that you might get into samadhi. But you don't have the grace of the master. Close eyes, open eyes, it's no different. Sometimes, so that you know that master is always with you. Even you cannot concentrate sometimes, and then you see the light, you understand, effortlessly. That is when the master's grace is with you, just to give you a boost, to give you help. Sometimes you feel so sick, you are ill, yeah, and you can't even meditate. But at that time, light come, and sound come very loud. Why? The master wants to carry you. You cannot walk, so master carry you. There was a story about a man, he meditates all the time, yeah? And he was very sincere. But he complained with the master, say, "Master, when I meditate, I see that on the walks of my spiritual path was always two set of footprints, one for me and one from you. You were always with me then. But when I need you most, like when I'm desperate, or when I'm most fallen, or when I'm most desperate, I see only one set of footprints. Why you forsake me then? Why you should not be with me when I am fallen and desperate?" The master say, "No, I have always been with you. The one set of footprints is mine, because I carry you." Understand? That's why the Indian folklore, they sing songs about the Lord, the Master. They say, "If God appear before me and my Master appear before me, whom I bow to? I will bow to my Master first." Yeah. They say, "God doesn't care about my transmigration in the cycle of existence, of life and death. God throw me into the sea of suffering, but my Master, He lifts me up. He saved my soul. He carried me through stormy life. So I worship my master. Understand? Because without master, truly, how you know God? How you know that God exists within you, that you can make use of that power to save yourself and to save your life and to save energy, the relatives and friends, and make use of your existence? You understand what I mean? Only the master can show you this way. Well, I know from my experience that this is beautiful, to know God inside. Yes. And that we call the inner master or the inner power is the same. You think too much. You intellectualize too much. Therefore, you don't know the silent God that resides within you, who doesn't need to talk, who will do wonder when you are silent, when you let Him have a chance to take care of your life. Then He will. Now you're running around being a boss all the time. You want to request the Buddha to appear, you want to do that, you want to do this. All this is obstacle for you, okay?
Thank you.
Try to be soft, humble, and surrender, and you will see God better, okay? Mm. Do not be so hard and demanding. I do not try to make fun of you, I try to help you. You might be the most intellectual person in Malaysia, but if you don't know God, you suffer. It's terrible. Yeah? You don't know His mercy. And it's difficult to believe that there is God. And your life will be full of dryness. No joy, you understand? Only the one who knows God have joy. And that's the reason for our disciples. They're always happy around me, or when they meditate. The one who meditates a lot and has experience, you know from the look, right? Whoever meditate more or less, you know it also. You know it. And the way they talk, yes. They're always happy for no reason. For no reason. Yes. Even you scold them, they're happy. They smile at you. They don't care. Just like when they're in love, you know. However people scold them around, they just think of the beloved. The same. The same with the people who are in love with God or with the Master. For them, the Master represents God. And they only know that God. They don't know others. Because only the Master gives them that God power. Let them know that they have that God power inside and make their life straight and smooth and happy. So they think of the Master. That's also like thinking of God. Because from the Master we learn all the Godness, God quality. And how we know the God from the Master. Therefore some people, they only think of the Master, and they're just like falling in love people, you know. They're always happy, like a child. No reason at all. You understand? And the people who intellectualize, who talk, who reason all the time, don't know this happiness, don't know the bliss that they have inside. And no one can share with you except when you're empty. When your cup is empty, God will pour inside all nectars. When it's so full, it's no use. Empty.
请问师父，师父的教理呢，好像众生呢，好像人呢，每一个人都是上帝呀。嗯。那么有的时候好像感觉到师父讲的好像上帝是好像是另外一个形式，好像师父好像讲的有的时候讲的好像我们想要向上帝祈求的。嗯，懂，因为你还不知道你是上帝嘛。 有一些人不知道上帝是在你里面的，上帝是你自己应该造出来呀，自己用它才知道啊。所以我就说好了，你祈求上帝啊，就比如说你祈求你那个那面的那个智慧叫他出来啊，叫他帮助你啊，也是一样啊，两个一个都一样那个了。That's
what I feel. You see, like we deprive ourselves from like taking meat and doing hours of meditation. And, you know, is it a form of penance that we pay to bring out the God inside us?
Eating vegetarian?
Or like...
No, it's not
I
a
mean,
penance.
Conditioning ourselves from many things like the five concepts that we have to abide.
There's no penance. That is the way a man should behave. For example, you don't go out and kill everybody or kill animals. Yeah? That's compassion. That's love for life. Because you don't let people kill you. so you abstain from killing, right? And drugs and alcohol are no good for your spirit and no good for your mind and no good for society. When you're drunk, you can fight everybody, kill people also, and do every bad thing, yeah? Most of people do bad things when they're drunken, yeah? Including all kind of disturbance for the society, yeah?
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' drug and alcohol use.
Harmful effects, brain damage, stroke, heart disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence.
Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the US, 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the US committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period.
Social costs. US businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users.
Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production.
Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities.
Plus more.
Subsidize and convert the drug industry into vegetable organic farming.
For help quitting, please visit some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. In Australia alone, 70% of adults are negatively impacted by another's drinking, with 43% affected by physical or verbal abuse. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' alcohol and drug use.
Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion globally.
Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum. Liver disease. Cardiovascular disease. Mental toxicity. Brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage,
organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects, children afflicted by anxiety and depression, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
And don't steal. That this is all these five precepts are duty of men. Don't ask me that this is a kind of penance or a kind of sacrifice. No sacrifice. That is a proper conduct for every human being. And it's in vegetarian the same. Okay?
Like gambling.
Yeah, it should not.
I mean, in what aspect? Like gambling.
Gambling, playing cards, losing money, gaining money, which doesn't belong to you, which doesn't come from the sweat of your brow.
Suppose you buy something for $2 and sell it to a guy.
No, this not. That's a business. Yes, a business. You have to put your money in first, you invest it, therefore your money is dead there. Yeah? And then you have make an effort to negotiate with the buyer, which are willing to buy it from you. And you have to pay tax from that, and all kind of things, yeah? To contribute to the country, to build roads and hospital and all that. It is no gambling. Gambling is when you put like $10 here and you bet $10 there, and when you win, you take his $10 without buying or selling or nothing. Understand? The business will not make you feel kind of trapped inside there, but the gambling does. People gamble, sometimes sell their wives and children and houses and broke every kind of happiness because he is addicted to gambling. This is different. Gamble broke many houses, you know that, understand? But business doesn't. Business make your house prosper and take care of your family and wife. That's a different.
Master, recently I have a dream that I saw I was in a room with you and you were crying and tear in your eyes and I was crying. I asked you, Master, please don't cry. Then I walked out to the room. And I walk back into the room again, and you lay down and rest. What is the meaning of this, Master?
I don't know. It's your dream. I cry sometimes. For you. For you people.
No.
For the world. For all the people who need help and who don't know how to get it.
Yes.
For all the people who swim in ignorance and don't want to get out.
Yes.
All the people in the hell suffering for many thousand years and nobody care.
Yes.
There are many reasons for me to cry. I know it's all illusion, but they don't. It's no good that I alone know that it's all illusion. And the sufferer who suffers do not know. And sometimes I cannot make them know, because they don't want to know. They don't truly want to know. And that can make me cry, because of their suffering. Make me suffer.
请问师父啊，曾经在报纸上看到好像有的人啊，他会全身都烧掉啊，然后他的衣服啊不会烧掉，这是什么原因啊？是跟业障又有什么关系啊？
那个衣服就是防滑嘛。有时候很多奇怪事情发生啊，我们也找不到理由可以回答。嗯，你自己打坐，然后看看他为什么这样。如果对你那么重要的话，嗯。Go to bed early if you can, so that you stay awake in the morning during meditation. And try always to lessen the work in the home in order so that when you meditate, you do not feel very tired. If you work too hard or you play too much in your spare time, and wait until you meditate, you sleep. Yeah? So better, whatever necessary job you must do, you do it. And if it's not necessary, try to avoid it. So that you can always have free time when you meditate. Whenever you're free, you meditate. No need to be early morning all the time, always, or evening. That is your regular hours. But in between times, whenever you have time to rest, just sit on the table and meditate. Every minute you earn is this add into your storehouse of merit? Even when you sit there and you think you're sleeping, but the master still take account. Well, at least he sit there. He doesn't go to discotheque. At least he's doing something. Yes, yes. It helps. It is that you always have to try your best. And even if you sit in a meditation, after you try all your best and you still feel sleepy or you don't do it right, it still counts for you. Understand what I mean? But not to do it deliberately. Meditation is very important. Now that you want to earn your place in heaven, work for it. Prepare yourself for it. If you want to transmigrate into this world again and again, then do what you want. And be responsible for your choice. But should you be sincerely wanting to progress beyond this world into a higher level of hierarchy and to be of help to the universe, then train yourself for this job. We have to be worthy to live in heaven, to live together with a more intelligent beings, because then we can work with them. Understand? If you have not graduated as a medical doctor and you want to go into the hospital, you can only kill patients. Understand? If you want that job but you don't work for it, you will kill the patients. So if you think you truly aspire for a higher way of life, for a higher service to the universe, like to become a saint, wiser beings, in order to be able to work with wiser beings in the other level, then work for it until you take exams and be qualified. But you must work every day. Yeah, just like going to school, work every day. In any of your spare time, just reserve for meditations. Some people, even sitting here, they can meditate for 8 hours, 10 hours a day, when they have time. So 2.5 hours is nothing. Okay? Nothing at all. I say goodbye now. And the physical level. But we are always together. Yeah? Whenever you have some problems, you just meditate more and ask the inner master, and the answer will come. Should the answer not come, or you don't understand the answer, then you can write a letter. But sometimes, as soon as you finish writing, you already understand. The answer is there. But in case you still don't understand that much, and you put the letter in the envelope and send it off, okay, to me. Right? I hope you do your duty and stay true to your promise as the savior of mankind. Because what you do affects the whole planet. You will see that in some deep samadhi when you arrive at that stage. Anyhow, you know what we are doing is not wrong, anyhow. And be diligent in both, learning the logic and practice. Both go hand in hand. You know all the answers. You are wise. You have got power and wisdom. Make use of it, okay? Thank you. Thank you.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any one of our centers near you.
Kami besar hati dapat bersama anda untuk episod Kata-Kata Hikmat hari ini. Sila teruskan bersama Supreme Master Television untuk lebih banyak lagi rancangan yang konstruktif 24 jam sehari, 7 hari seminggu. Sampai sini saja rancangan ini. Jumpa lagi. Melalui kasih sayang Tuhan, semoga hidup anda penuh dengan kegembiraan, dilimpahi dengan rahmat dan belas kasihan selama-lamanya. It is our joy to have your lovely company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more constructive programming 24 hours a day, every day of the week. For now, we bid you adieu until next time. Through God's everlasting love, may your days be bright and joyous, forever blessed with heaven's grace and mercy.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.